USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fewer Americans are getting vaccinated against coronavirus. There's been an unprecedented drop in vaccinations over the past week, and the daily shots have slowed significantly for the first time since February. About 3 million Americans are getting vaccinated each day, which is an 11% drop in the 7-day average. A congressional committee is holding a hearing on Thursday on the impact of voting rights bills that are being passed across the country. Louisiana Republican Congressman Mike Johnson says claims that voters are being suppressed just aren't true.
The majority in this Congress seem to be on a quest to mischaracterize the purpose and effect of these new state laws. Some would rather spread misinformation to instill fear and, sadly, division among America's voters.
The Senate also held a hearing on voting rights bills earlier this week. USA Radio News.
This report is sponsored by IBM. With billions of fans around the world, esports are the future of sports and entertainment. IBM is entering the arena by bringing AI and data to deliver best-in-class analytics and enrich the fan experience with the Overwatch League. IBM and the Overwatch League, a professional esports property built around the Overwatch game, launched Power Rankings with IBM Watson to objectively create AI-powered rankings of teams and players. IBM Watson technology helps make sense of the tremendous volume of data available in the game. Corey Shelton, digital strategist at IBM, explains.
As an avid gamer, the application of AI and cloud technology is an exciting development in the world of esports. With so much data and analytics around each unique team, it was impossible for a human being to observe and evaluate each team and player's rankings in real time. With IBM's Power Rankings with Watson, the game is being changed.
Check out Power Rankings at IBM.com/Overwatch.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits are down dramatically for the second week in a row. Initial claims fell to 547,000 last week, 39,000 fewer than the week before. Claims are lower than they've been in more than a year. Before the coronavirus pandemic created havoc in the economy and forced many small businesses to shut down. More guest hosts are announced for Jeopardy!
The producers of the game show Jeopardy! Have released the final list of guest hosts for the show's 37th season. Good Morning America anchors George Stephanopoulos and Robin Roberts, CNBC host David Faber, Fox sportscaster Joe Buck, and actor LeVar Burton will each take a turn at the podium through this summer. Burton's inclusion comes as a social media campaign pushed to get him involved with the show. A Change.org petition with over 240,000 signatures was submitted, lobbying for the Reading Rainbow host to receive a slot on the show. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
President Biden is weighing a slate of new tax hikes aimed at wealthy households to finance the second phase of his multi-trillion dollar infrastructure plan. The administration's still working out the details of the plan, but one of the things is to raise the marginal tax rate back to 39.6%, where it was before Republicans' 2017 tax cuts. The administration also saying no one making under $400,000 a year will see their taxes go up. Shark Tank co-host, investor, and entrepreneur Kevin O'Leary, Mr. Wonderful, tells CNBC raising taxes on those who create jobs is not a good idea.
The problem is, Andrew, you have to ask what issue are we trying to solve. You may argue that the wealthy don't pay enough tax, but the wealthy create all the jobs in America. So let's, you know, I mean no disrespect toward leadership at all. I'm a pragmatic investor, entrepreneur. I support companies that create jobs. Let's look at how many jobs Jeff Bezos has created in the last 20 years versus, let's say, Elizabeth Warren. How many jobs has she created? Basically, she should be creating policy that creates jobs. And I would argue that that policy does exactly the opposite.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.